Now, look, I understand that Kelly and I have certain, I guess, privileges because of our job and what our job affords us. We have an access to maybe some celebrities or some musical artists that normal people wouldn't.
Right, so it's kind of not fair for us to share any of our stories because they're not really organic.
Yeah, I mean, we still can. I mean, in those chance encounter sort of stories, you know, other than, well, we were talking to so-and-so on the air and blah, blah, blah. No. Or we got to go backstage and interview so-and-so. Yeah, I mean, that's not a chance celebrity encounter, right?
I did have a chance celebrity encounter, though, when you're like around Derby time when a lot of celebrities came into town. I was at was it called Blue Martini back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on Baxter, and there was Jim Caviezel, aka Jesus from The Passion of the Christ. And it was amazing. We had like a half hour conversation. He was delightful. Drunk, but delightful.
Well, yeah. I remember Vince Vaughn shaking hands with Vince Vaughn again, kind of around Derby time. I also remember shaking hands with O.J. Simpson and looking at my hand, going, "Wow, the things
you
that have
shook
cut."
Hands?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes, I did.
I ran into him in a stairwell at Petrus. Remember Petrus?
Yeah, that was on Main Street back in the day. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but I ran into a stairwell going up to the VIP, and there he was, face to face. I was with my brother-in-law, and he was stoked about it. And we're like, "Billy, what are you doing?"
Yeah, I was going to say,
shocking.
O.J. Simpson. I remember looking at my hand, going, "Wow, the things that hand has seen."
Oh no, no, sir. No, sir.
But yeah, those chance celebrity encounters, would love to hear yours. 502-795-1997. So Amber had sent us a text this morning, like bright and early. We were like, "Hey, we got to be able to call you a little bit later." But she screenshotted and she was just like, "Hey, something fun happened to me on Friday and y'all will appreciate this, especially you, Kelly." So Amber, go ahead.
Okay, so with all the hype going on with NSYNC reuniting, which they never really went away, we know this, but with them getting back together, last week was the 25th anniversary of Home for Christmas, NSYNC's Christmas album. Trying to promote everything, we were all submitting anniversary videos. So I put mine out there. Well, lo and behold, I have my phone blowing up. NSYNC has shared your stuff.
OMG.
I lost it. I don't know what I was doing, but I dropped my phone. I left the room.
Amber, your reaction video, you were crying. It was so cute.
I'm not okay right now. Reposted my video. I'm crying like a little baby.
So I come into my living room. I'm like, "Guess who just shared my stuff to my husband?" And I was like, "It was NSYNC." And I was like, they got excited for me. I got excited. I was like, I'm going to cry. Next thing I know, I'm crying for like an hour straight. My husband's like, "Are you 12 years old again? Like, what is going on right now?"
You don't understand.
Amber, there was
my
a moment.
16-year-old.
It's probably been 10 years at least, but I remember NSYNC replied to one of our tweets. We legit printed the tweet out and we had it displayed for a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that is the best. That's the only acceptable reaction. Like, if you're not freaking out, you are not on. Like, we are not on the same team. Like, we are not on the same page.
We are not.
Who
the
are
same.
You? 17
yes.
years later, do I even know you?
Right.
Thank you, Amber. That is hysterical.
So, I mean, yes, I think I'd cry too.
If the group just like noticed you on social
yes.
media, was like, "Oh, hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey." You're like, "Oh my God, you don't understand." You don't understand. So have you ever had a celebrity notice you, like in real life or on social media? We'd love to hear your story, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll get to Shannon's here in just a second. She just messaged us coming up here with a celebrity who actually Kelly and I have also had an encounter with, all right?
So okay.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Now, I know Louisville's not a hotbed of celebrity activity. A lot of people are texting in with their Jack Harlow. Yes, of course, Jack Harlow and Jennifer Lawrence. A couple of the local celebrities, of course, now that they are celebrities, you know, they'll come back and you'll have those run-ins with that as well.
Well, Jack moved back to Kentucky, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's what he said on his social.
He's been back for about a year. Allie said, throwback to the 2009 birthday bash when I saw Justin Bieber and his mom walking down the street. It is one of the most horrendous pictures of me, but I can't live it down. It's just, I love it. I love it. It's just baby Justin Bieber there.
He was 14 back then.
And so, of course, we spoke to Amber, and she had NSYNC literally just repost a video that she made.
Like, just to know that NSYNC has seen my face, knows that I'm alive.
I mean, she was in her feels for sure. So what was your brush with celebrity? Katie.
So I grew up in San Diego, and when I was 11, someone I knew, you know, neighborhood friends, she dated Mario Lopez. So she offered for us to meet him, and I was so shy, I hid. So later, like a week later or something, I run out in front of his car, stop him, and he lets me take a picture. So I have a picture of him. I think it was a black Ford Mustang then or something.
So, Katie, you almost got run over by Mario Lopez.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yes. Right?
That's funny.
Love it.
I know. Mario Lopez almost hit me. All right, that's funny.
I went and hid.
Kelly from Crescent Hill said, not to one-up Amber in her NSYNC story, but my husband shared an elevator with Color Me Bad 30 years ago. Color Me Bad. Is that the I Want to Sex You Up,
yes,
Color Me Bad?
Yes, yes. We know that song. That's amazing.
Oh, shoot. This one.
She says he keeps talking about it. Yes.
Yeah, this song. All right. This band. Oh, yep. That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, you didn't let it get to you. It starts right in with the chorus.
Oh, all right. Oh, well,
we're ready to sing.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Yeah. Look at that. Elevator.
Wow,
I love that.
All right,
good stuff there. Brushes with celebrity. Shannon. She wrote us and said, saw Kevin Hart at Walmart, asked for a selfie. He started shouting, not every short black man is Kevin Hart. Still didn't get the selfie. That's totally something Kevin Hart would have said, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, I loved it. And then Gina messaged us and said, the actor who played Phil in Phil of the Future. That was a show from like the early 2000s. Came to my middle school and signed autographs. He said he liked my shirt. I went home and threw up from excitement. All right, that's good stuff. All right, there you go. Thank you for the brush with celebrity stories.